5 years ago, he became unwell with his kidneys, and the treatment that was offered to him was dialysis, so he used to have that 3 times a week. And as the years rolled on, his quality of life didn't get any better, it decreased, and he just decided that he just had enough and he just didn't want to continue having the dialysis, and that decision was made for him as his last dialysis on the 7th of March. And he didn't want to go home and didn't want to stay in hospital, so the best option was for him was to come to an hospice, and St. James was the one that was chosen for him, and it's been the best decision that he's made for his health.
So we pushed for him to come to a hospice, and he also agreed to that. When the decision was made for his last dialysis to be on the Monday, they moved so quickly to get him into the hospice that I think he was in the hospice by Wednesday of that week, which I personally couldn't believe how fast they worked on that. And once he was here, he seemed to perk up. I don't know if it was the fact that he wasn't on the dialysis anymore. I don't know if it was the environment, but he just seemed to perk up. He was saying that he was hungry and he wanted something to eat, and his eyes were open and he was chatting, he was watching TV. He was still quite weak and quite tired, but he was a lot more talkative than he was when he was in the hospital. And I don't really know, but he was a lot happier once he came to St. James's.
It was amazing, really, because, you know, I was of the opinion that a hospice was for patients who had got cancer and they were coming to the end of life. And then seeing Daddy, he bewildered us all, because he just seemed to be getting better. And it's like he came here to for a rest and to get better. And it was like, wow, you know, Dad was sitting up and he's observing everything. Dad was a nosy person in the sense that his eyes were always wandering around the room or seeing people. And he was just like, you know, wanting to know what's going on, just with his eyes, not really verbally saying anything, what's going on, but just, you know, he was just moving around and he was so alert. At one point he was thinking, oh, he's coming home. You know, so, but yeah, it was good for us as a family to just say, we're going to see Dad. Because one of the things that Dad was concerned about when he got here was that,
he'd be on his own.
He would be on his own. He didn't want to be on his own. And what he said was that he was afraid and that he didn't want to be on his own. And he wasn't. As a family, we made sure of that, that he wasn't on his own. And, you know, it might seem strange for me to say this, but I look forward to coming up here to see Dad. And I just got out of the routine of not being able to come up here once Dad had passed. We used to bring DVDs and CDs and food and fruits and drinks and set up a little home unit in his room. So as the time got near to Dad's end, you know, the care from the nursing staff was just brilliant. He didn't have any pain. As soon as there was a facial expression that looked like a pain, we pressed the buzzer and the nurses was there. I'm at peace to know that Dad was not in any pain. He wasn't in any pain. And my sister mentioned about the cleaners, the hygienists, and the attention to detail with the cleaning, the respect. That they didn't just walk into the room.
I mean, the difference as well, because sometimes there was, I don't know, 8 people in the room.
Mm.
You could never have that in a hospital or on a ward anywhere. You just couldn't have that many people round a bed. And the fact that we could just come up, see Dad privately, and just sit and chill oh, that made the difference to me, because like my sister said, it was almost like we were coming to visit him at home, because we came to regard this place as his own little personal flat.
Yeah.
And a couple of occasions I even slipped and said, oh, I'm off to go see Dad at home, and although he wasn't at home. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's strange, but just felt like this was his home, and it was just nice, and we could just come and go as we pleased.
Couldn't ask for better care for Dad in his last few days. It was just genuine care, genuine concern, genuine love of the job and of the individual.